This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It is the 27th of November, 2023, and today we consider the idea of Q Day. Q Day is a term that describes the day that quantum computers become capable enough to decode most of the commonly implemented encryption algorithms. At the moment, at the end of 2023, the timeline for this emergence is considered to be between 5 and 20 years, and this is due to the ongoing challenges in factoring very large keys that are currently being implemented. Now, there are some who advocate that Q Day will never occur. However, doing so, or at least relying on that being correct, is a very risky proposition. Initially, the thing to do is to start to consider how to implement quantum-resistant cryptography. That is, how to update systems so that they will be resilient when Q Day occurs. And the reason for this is because when Q Day occurs, any data that has been compromised up until that point will immediately become readable. The promise of Q Day is that what is currently unreadable due to encryption will become decoded. If we consider how seriously this is being taken for a moment, then if the idea of being able to rapidly and quickly decrypt encrypted data would give explanation perhaps to some of the more egregious privacy violations by government agencies over the last few decades. One could imagine a significant tranche of information is held, currently perhaps very difficult to read, but there will come a day when it becomes very readable. Now let's consider some consequences of this. Q Day is likely to bring about a significant economic disruption. Most public infrastructure will have vulnerability within it, or at least will have significant schematic information that is currently protected, though probably has been leaked at some point, would become readable. This disruption would perhaps be momentarily occurring, though it could be sustained if methods haven't been already considered as to how to resolve it. If we're responsible for maintaining infrastructure of that sort, then the time to have dealt with this has already passed, but at least we could start now and perhaps that would help. From a national security point of view, national secrets and sensitive information, perhaps even command and control structures, could also find themselves vulnerable, though presumably this sort of infrastructure has already been made quantum resistant, or at least attempts to ensure that has become the case will have happened as well. Obviously, these are essentially ideas of cyber attacks, and cybersecurity risks are not just for the nation state and public infrastructure, but also exist for the individual. We could imagine businesses losing control of a whole variety of different elements that they have already in place, as what was once robust and secure infrastructure immediately kind of falls due to the capabilities of quantum computing. There is also going to be a significant matter of privacy as well. Imagine now that everything you've ever communicated will become public. It's pretty terrifying. While we could seek to implement quantum-resistant cryptography, another approach that might be worth considering is just working on the basis of historical email security. That is to say that email is a postcard, and one should presume that everybody reads the back of it. And perhaps that would enable us to more fully prepare for quantum for Q Day by adjusting our conduct to a way where we no longer need to rely on secrets. That's not to say, though, that personal privacy isn't important. It is. And as a consequence, there could be real societal problems as privacy collapses. And note that privacy will collapse if Q Day occurs, because the data is already captured, the data is already stored, it has already been leaked, and it is now there awaiting its decryption. Alongside the technical implementations that would help mitigate the effects of Q Day, I think there's also going to need to be a significant public education program as well to explain that what was once presumed to be private forever will no longer be seen to be private. One can imagine a substantial disruption to societal function as the secrets of politicians become public, as the secrets of people we know become public, and as a disappointment or a betrayal is perceived as a consequence of those things. Those will be problematic moments. One could imagine that if Q Day was to occur now alongside the cancel culture idea that continues on, then this would be catastrophic, though perhaps humanity will have learnt to forgive one another prior to this occurrence. That perhaps will be a matter maybe more for the priests to be concerned about. Alongside that privacy concern, though, there is perhaps also some interesting hopes around Q Day as well. For those who have suffered ransomware attacks, then perhaps it's worth holding on to that encrypted hard drive so that it could be decrypted in the future as well. As much as the quantum computer systems will disrupt secure communications, they will also bring about the ability to make communication even more secure, with ideas of quantum key distribution and greatly enhanced random number generation through quantum processors as well. There is also some really interesting history implementations and also research possibilities as well. Imagine that every email that anybody's ever sent becomes public, that every message becomes public to read as well. Imagine how this could change our understanding of history and also inform our future practice as well. Being able to see those secret communications and being able to read what was previously presumed to be never published. Decoding all the secrets is kind of exciting, isn't it? As long as it's not our secrets. And I think there we have to be careful with something like this as well. From a 10th person consultancy point of view, we would recommend that engaging here with Q Day provides great opportunity to gain insight into competitor space and could offer a significant momentary advantage as well. However, to take full advantage of it, one would need to be certain one is not at risk themselves, and this would require advanced planning to be in a position of quantum-resistant cryptography prior to it happening as well. In terms of future imagining, the enhancements and communications that are likely to come about through quantum computing are fantastic, and there is such potential in them that it is hard to imagine a pause or even a failure to implement in this space. Some do argue that it will never happen due to the complexity of it, but I suspect that mankind will continue to strive for this goal much in the same way as something like nuclear fusion has been strived for as well. And perhaps it will never happen, but that would be a significant risk to take. Now, another feature of modern society which could be significantly impacted by Q Day is the idea of cryptocurrency. Currently, the ledger is maintained through algorithmic complexity, and this has spawned the idea of kind of mining rigs and complex computer systems. However, if in the future the fundamental cryptography, the proof of work concept, and it becomes much easier to do, then this could open up the potential of attacks or at least modifications in the value of this work. That was 10 to Len, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.